The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome. And the topic this week is the characteristics of the Dharma, not the teachings of the Buddha, but what those teachings point to, the Dharma that he's pointing to in each of us. And the idea of being here and now in meditation is very common, the idea of being present, being mindful of what's happening as it's happening. But it's less understood why we're doing this. I mean, there's many reasons. But one reason is that so we can get close to the place where there's a deep intelligence within us, an intelligence where there's information and response to that information deep within us that we can't exactly appropriate or make claims that it's the conscious you which is doing the intellectual work, the mental work, doing the understanding. It's the pre-verbal understanding and the pre-verbal responding that sometimes it's almost innate, almost biological that goes on, that is functioning all the time in subtle ways, background ways. And in meditation, we come into the present moment because then we make room for, make space for this deeper intelligence to operate. And it isn't so much that we have to do the work of meditation as it is that we have to make space, the space of awareness, breathing room for this deeper place where sensations, knowing, recognition, being present, connects and allows for the meeting of sense data and this deeper intelligence. So, I'll give you one example. Say that you're quite tense and your shoulders are up high. And a friend of yours comes along and just simply puts their hands on your shoulders to reassure you. And only then do you realize your shoulders are tense. And in realizing they're tense, not even thinking about it, inherent in that tension is the release, letting go. That's what wants to happen there. If there's awareness of that tension, the tension wants to let go. And almost like it is not even a necessary to choose to relax and let go. It's just right built into the whole kind of package of awareness of the tension. So there's or if there's a feeling of joy or delight or pleasure or love as we're meditating, and we make room for that, recognize, this is good. Rather than going back into our distracted stories, this is good, this is wonderful, this is satisfying, or just be present for this, that glow of the love, the warmth can grow, can be there, can have an influence on us. This is good, this is healthy. And it isn't so much that we're choosing that it's good or healthy or helpful. Something in us knows that, this is where we should go. This is better than repeating the same distracted thought I've had a few hundred times now that undermines me, that is critical of something or someone, maybe myself. So the idea is to get really close to the present moment so that some deeper knowing that is not your usual knowing, something deep in your system, can know and find its way with the present moment information that's becoming revealed because we're quiet and mindful. So first is a task of settling in, becoming quieter, and awakening a deeper sensitivity to the present moment, and then beginning to kind of give ourselves over to this deeper knowing that guides us. So to assume a meditation posture, ideally a posture that where you can hold your body comfortably still for the length of meditation, because a still body can promote a quieting of the inner life. And gently closing the eyes. And in a small way, comfortable way, in a slow way, taking a longer inhale, just long enough it stays comfortable for you. And in a slowly exhale, as long as you can, as long as it's comfortable. And as you exhale, let the body relax as if the relaxing is following the exhale. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, continue to soften and relax different parts of your body. You might see if pausing at the end of the exhale can allow for a deeper relaxation into that pause. As you exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, the thinking muscle. And settling in to being with the body in a still, quiet way. Being sensitive to the sensations of breathing in your body. sensitive to how breathing wants to breathe, that breathing can breathe itself. Sensitive to how your attention is drawn, is invited to experience the body breathing in different ways at different times, different places in the body, different aspects of breathing. Rather than being the director or the controller of the practice, be sensitive to how the breathing body shows itself to you. Is there anything in the sensations of breathing that wants to relax or soften? Not that it needs to or is able to easily, but is there a signal, a sensation associated with desire for softening, quieting, relaxing the breathing? And rather than focusing on thoughts, leave your thoughts alone and bring your attention deeper underneath your thoughts to sense and feel the body breathing. While you attend to your breathing, see if you can notice the way, or almost the way, breathing invites you to sense and feel the sensations of breathing in different ways at different moments, discovering how breathing reveals itself. There are the sensations of breathing. And there is the awareness, your awareness, mindfulness of breathing. And between the two, there's the Dharma. Sometimes appearing as a call. An invitation, come here. This is what breathing wants you to feel and sense. Listen to the call of breathing, to what it is in breathing that calls for attention. In the cycle of breathing in and breathing out. And don't force anything, don't strain. Stay aware so you can simply feel that call, that revelation. And is there a way that the tensions and activation of the thinking mind, that which keeps you away from centering on breathing, wants to relax, wants to soften, like the shoulders. That being distracted takes work. And there's a way of relaxing, letting go of the energy of distraction, the pressure, tightness, where there's a relaxing into a sensitivity to the body's experience of breathing. And as we come to the end of this sitting, if you can drop below your thinking mind to the place where there's a non-verbal knowing, a non-verbal sensing of breathing, sensing the body's experience of breathing. In that sensing of breathing, what is it that's known non-verbally that can guide you to a life without tension? And then to consider, feel, whatever calm or goodness or well-being or benefit that's come from this meditation, and how it can be converted or directed or tapped into to consider the welfare of others, that others too, may they be happy and free, calm. May they not be agitated or tense or distracted. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. May all beings be peaceful. And may we, in our speech and our actions and ways of thinking, contribute to the welfare of others. May all beings be happy. Thank you.